it's just funny how things work out, right? I mean, to do it at home, against the team that I grew up idolizing, and then having, you know, the Cooch and Hedy assist on a one-time shot. And, you know, my parents were here, my wife was here. To do it at home, I mean, it just, to have Marty come out and do that. I mean, I don't, you know, really think of myself as an emotional guy, but that really hit me. It was just an amazing experience for me to have, and, you know, be there with my teammates and the coaching staff and everyone. It's just an amazing feeling, something that you don't really know how to prepare for. Obviously, I knew it was coming. It should have came a lot earlier in the game with some of the chances our line had, but. And again, to do it in a really good game where we played well was certainly special.
Did you know Marty was going to narrate that video?
No, I had no idea. So that's why. And it's funny when you're on the ice, you don't hear it as clear, I think, as when you're in the stands. So it took me a while. I'm like, who's talking? I figured out Marty, and then he popped up at the end. So I can't wait to give him a call. Maybe not tonight, but tomorrow. And, obviously, everyone in this room knows how much he's meant to me, so to be up there in the record books with him is surreal. I don't really know what to say. It's just, it just worked, like you said, funny how it all worked out here tonight. And I'll definitely cherish this moment for a long time.
You said on Tuesday when you tied it that memories flooded into your mind about Marty and thoughts like that. What kind of thoughts or memories flooded your mind when you either scored the goal or when you watched the video?
Yeah, no, I mean, like I said, I was just more emotional than I thought it would be. It was, like you said, you can never really prepare yourself for, you know, I had no clue about the video tribute. You know, the fans were amazing. You know, to be out there on the ice when it's just you saluting that crowd, I mean, it's not quite, you know, skating around with the Stanley Cup, but it's a pretty special moment. You can have anything like that happen to you in your career and be recognized as an individual like that. But like I said, it just brings back, and you know, all the times that you've spent with the guys here in Tampa, all the people that have helped you along your way, your family, your friends. I mean, it's just that rush of emotion and adrenaline, and you don't know how it's going to feel till it happens. So that's the cool part about it. And like I said, to do it the way it happened on, you know, with Cooch and Hedy, who have assisted on many of my goals on the power play on the one-timer, it was a special moment.
In a win, too, in a game like...
Yeah, I mean, like I said last game, you know, when I tied it, I mean, it's still a cool moment, but it's always better and sweeter when you do it in a win, and especially against a really good team. You know, we have a big bounce-back game, and just a great atmosphere tonight, so that was cool.
You set the record. Kucherov gets his 600th point. Is that hockey karma or what?
Yeah, I mean, we were joking about, you know, that was probably going to be the case. I mean, when Pointer was out tonight and I was going to play with Cooch and I was on a power player 5-on-5, I told him I'm definitely keeping the puck. He's got at least 600 more points to come. So this record may not last that long with Cooch around. So I told him right away, congrats on 600, but I'm keeping the puck.
Meanwhile, we had a game tonight that was very important, not only to bounce back after the loss a couple days ago, but also against a team that you may be facing in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, it was certainly a big game for us, and you know, we didn't play very well against them, you know, last time around in our building, so we didn't have a great one last game against Detroit, so we knew we'd respond. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, this game, you know, probably doesn't mean much, but it's something for our group to build on. I mean, you know, we can sit here and say they probably didn't have their best game. We played pretty well. You know, script was flipped last time. So, but you know, it is nice to play well against a very good team over there. And if we happen to see them, you know, we definitely have felt each other out a little more tonight in terms of the physicality and the stuff after, you know, the score was kind of out of hand. But that's hockey, and I think I'm just, you know, more proud of the bounce back that we have.
The bottom line is you have to put the puck in the net but you played with some great playmakers, Lecavies, San Luis, Kucherov. How important is that?
Well, I mean, to have, you know, a lot of success, especially goal scoring in this league, you have to play with some pretty amazing players, because you can't pass yourself a puck out there. You need guys that are unbelievable. I mean, Hall of Fame players, future Hall of Fame players, you name it. I've been so fortunate to play with, you know, the guys you mentioned, obviously, you know, Vinny and Marty early on, and, you know, Hedy, Cooch, and, you know, Pally's been around for a while, Killer. I mean, the list goes on with, you know, how many amazing players I've had the opportunity to play with. And in order to have individual success, you have to play with amazing players. So I'm certainly thankful for that and made sure I let those guys know how appreciative I was tonight.
Steven, you said after the game on Tuesday that after the first period, you just didn't stick with the plan. Didn't have quite as dominant a first period, but it was still a good first period. And you just kind of stuck with it. Is that an important part of this process?
Yeah, that was something that we talked about. So it was, again, even after last game, we talked about staying consistent throughout the course of the game. And that's something that usually leads to success, especially for our group. If, you know, we play the way we want to play for the majority of the game, it's going to give us a chance. And, you know, Bassey was great tonight, made some big saves in the first, and kept it 0-0. And then, you know, I thought we just kept pressuring all night. And you get rewarded when you play the right way and you earn your breaks, like I talked about the other day. We earned them tonight, and that's what happens. And it was a great effort.
You mentioned earning your breaks, and you had a back check on Marner in the power play. How much is that an example of just being, you guys being engaged tonight?
Yeah, I mean, that's for sure. That's part of it. And, you know, that whether it was me or whoever, I mean, that's when we know we're engaged, when everyone's doing that. We had, I think, all four guys come back on that PK, and then you earn your breaks, you know, and you go down and score. So it's the little things that sometimes don't end up on the scoreboard or the highlights or, you know, the video sessions, but, you know, we as a group notice those things when individuals, you know, do that, not just me, but other guys, and it's kind of contagious, and we certainly had that all night tonight.
Great, thanks, Sarah.
Yeah.